We want to welcome you to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Brother Freedom and I are here in the living room, and we're just glorifying God because God has done wonderful miracles, and we've seen His hand even today. Father, we just thank you for this glorious day. We thank you, Lord, that we're still here by your power, your strength. Lord, even today, you spared Brother Freedom in a wonderful way, and you saved him from a terrible expense, and you gave him good news. So, Lord, we just thank you, and we praise you for that. We thank you for the mighty anointing. Hallelujah. The mighty anointing on Brother Freedom today, in Jesus' precious name and upon the listeners. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. There's the wonderful scriptures that the Holy Ghost has directed Brother Freedom to. The first scripture is Romans chapter 6, verse 11. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise the Lord. And the second scripture that the Holy Ghost has led us to read is Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. And then two verses in Psalm 101. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me.
By the way, if any of you out there thinking about going to Las Vegas, this is from the Lord. And I think if you've been going over there, you need to watch yourself, because I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen, but I think there's going to be some things going to shake up this land that I don't know what it's going to be, and I don't make any difference. But what I'm saying, be careful when you go to Las Vegas as a child of God, because it's not in God's territory. It's off limits, sort of. It's not a good place for Christians. Yeah. God bless you.
And the last scripture that the Holy Ghost has directed, Brother Freedom, is Luke chapter 9, verses 23 and following. And these are the words of Jesus. And he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away?
God bless you. What a wonderful reading. The Lord's so wonderful. Father, just pray for a mighty blessing upon this word today. And let me just go as far as I need to go, and then I'll stop, and we'll come back later and catch up. Father, we just pray for your people this day in a mighty way. Lord, I lift up that lady that called yesterday. I pray for her healing. I pray for the Spirit of God to be upon her. I make her alive in you this day. You've been showing me we're going to quit playing church. Those of you out there that's sin, you need to watch yourself, because the enemy has a stranglehold on you at all times when you're in sin. It's only God's grace that you're where you are. So you need to come out from among me, something that he can't, don't have any ties upon you at all. Nothing. But the Lord Jesus Christ. God wants to set his people free. He wants to make you more than conquerors through him which loves. God bless you. And I won't condemn you. I just want to let you know there's something you can do about it. You can take it to the Lord, and God will take care of you, and he will bless you. He loves you in such a mighty way. And remember, Brother Freedom loves you too, but I won't condemn you. I only realize sin has a stranglehold on many of us. I'm thankful that God set me totally free. And Father, there's nothing that I know in my life that can stop me. I've done some things in the past I'm not really brag about, but I know that God's forgiven me, put him in a sea of forgetfulness, never remember no more. And I pray I've just hurt me in these last hours, because I've had a tendency going back and looking upon these things. And you said, he that looketh back from the plow is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. So God's, who the Lord set free is free indeed, and we're more than conquerors through Him with thunder. God bless you, you dear, wonderful people. Call in or whatever you do to Brother Clint as often as you want, and we just love hearing from you. We want to pray with you, want to be with you, want to, as you're in trouble, we want to pray that God will heal you, set you free, and God's been doing a wonderful work in healing people. I don't know how He does it. Brother Freedom doesn't do nothing. Brother Freedom can take no credit at all for your healing, because I am not able to do anything. But God, just if I just utter, it's done. So that's the pilot system. And that's what we're all supposed to be in, the pilot system. That means when you can't do nothing, God's going to take over and do it for you. When you try to do it yourself, you're going to be overloaded all the time. The Bible says, get around, wait and sin. That does ease the sinners and help us run that race with patience. Today, nothing else happens. You need to be set free from the powers of darkness. Be an overcomer this day. We're more than conquerors through Him, which loves us. God bless you. I was in gym just this week, and I was, there's a man there, he's not even saved, but he likes me. And see, I'm not the type of person that goes up and jumps all over people. I'm not that way. That's just not Brother Freedom's style. I just let my light shine. I'm just timidly go around and don't do much, nothing. Nobody sees nothing. But my light's burning. And I learned a great truth today. And maybe I'll get this truth out if I don't get nothing else out. But remember, we all have something to offer God that no one has but you. And I'm not even going to tell you what it is right now, but hopefully in the sermon it'll come out. If it don't come out, I'll stop and tell you what it is before we quit. Make sure you know what it is. And you'll agree with me, that's what we got to do. Well, anyway, I was talking to this man, and I said, "You having a good day?" He said, "No, my brother's dying." I said, "What?" "Yeah, he's got cancer in his colon." He said, "I just called my brother and told him, I just go for the good time you got and what little time, enjoy it, and that's over with." See, that's what the world, that's the only way the world can look at something. They're going to do as good as they can have, the greatest feeling they can feel right now. But that's not the answer. The answer is that God's just letting this happen for you to catch a little glimpse of eternity, of what He has for you in eternity. But an eternal hope, an eternal power, eternal blessing, it's reserved for you in heaven. His eyes are over the righteous, and His ears open to their prayers. Call on me, and I will answer me and show you great and mighty things you know not. I just want to say this day, we're more than conquerors with Him which loves us. Anyway, he said, "Yeah," I was in Calcutta, India, a couple years ago, and he said, "I'm drunk." Now, I'm not saying this to belittle a servant. God knows it. I'm just saying exactly what the man said. He says, "I was out of the picture," and he says, a Christian come up to me and says, did I know Jesus? And I said, "No, I didn't." He said, "Well, I'll leave something with you then." He said, "I want you to read Luke 9:23 and 24. And boy, when I read that, I said, "Lord, for me to hear all that, because that's what this message is all about." And he said unto them all. Why do you say unto them all? Because God loves the whole world. All is available here. But truly, there's not going to be all there, because the next verse it says, if any man, that stops that, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. See, there's conditions. Well, this Bible, we don't get it just saying, to take this scripture, we got to figure out, God, with God's help, God, I'm going to come on, the Kamashina, the glory, will let us know exactly what's the interpretation. That's what the Holy Ghost is for. He interprets for us, that we might be blessed, and it's signed by God the Father. Kamashina, it's glorious. You don't have to be out there worrying any longer. You can be, don't have to be concerned, because if God be for you, who can be against you? We're more than conquerors through Him which loves us. But that word all, God so loved the world that it gave us all. He loved the world, all of the world, all. But all the world isn't going to be saved. But if any man come after me, so when you receive Jesus, if you just had in your heart, I'm just going to sign the church register, you're just as cold and just as far back from the Lord as you can get. You need to get right today. You must deny yourself. You got to say, I don't want the world no longer. I'm in this world, but I'm not partakers with this world. So many Christians are living in this world, and they're partakers of the world. They got to go to ball games. They got to go. It's all right to go to ball games if God says you go there. But if He says not to go, like I said about Las Vegas, don't go to Las Vegas. Please don't go to Las Vegas for a while. It's off limits for Christians. But if you happen to get over there and God says it's not right, you may have a, remember this day. I remember years ago, I was in church service. And this church did not believe in the move of the Spirit. But anyway, I did the impartable. From the heaven and the language come, then I give an interpretation. And the interpretation was, you know, you're going to be making a trip to New York, sir. And you need to be careful because you don't need to go. Little I know, about 3 months later, a lady come up to me and says, I didn't know the lady. This lady came back from New York. And she come to me and says, you know, she says, I feel so bad. I said, what do you feel bad about? Well, she says, when I left here, I had my husband. And we went to New York and that message you gave was to me and my husband. And we just said, well, you know, that's just not, that little church don't have, you know, that those people there, they thought that there was nothing to it. But we found out it was real. He died. And he wouldn't have died if it had, because the doctor said when he got there, he couldn't have, it was, if he'd stayed out here, he'd been all right. Whatever it was just, but that's the way things are. When God gives us an ultimatum, that ultimatum means thus saith the Spirit of God. See, God gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and some teachers, and then the helps. His helps are real gigantic. So there's nothing that God doesn't have that's real. So when you get out here and start playing church on your own self, sir, you better back up because God's going to knock you off your block. And I'm going to see you right, you're going to be flat on your back and you're going to be with troubles. Perilous times are going to come. As the Bible says, men shall be lovers of self, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, inconceived, heavy, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. And out there, some of you people out there, you love pleasure more than the things of God. And God says, come out from among them, be separate, said the Lord. But agree and have a temple of God with idols, for ye are a temple of the living God. We have no testimony. We must draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to us. Resist. That's the only thing that we need to go by. We're to resist and shun the very appearance of all evil. And make sure these things are straight. Off from the voice from heaven. See, that's when we get in trouble. We say things we're not aware of what we're saying. And the pastors out there, you need to remember, we need to be controlled by God's controlling power, which is from heaven. Where here spirit is, there is liberty. What's happening, there's no liberty in our churches. There's no power. There's no witness. There's no guidelines to go by. There's no plan. You know, I just want a little bit ago to, I'm a mess to all you people out there. I used to was real strong, and right now my allergies are dulled down and everything. That's what God wants for me because it's for a reason. I'll let you know that. I'll tell you in a minute about that. This morning I was taking the pill. I had an allergy pill my daughter got me because I had high blood pressure. I want you to know, out there, some of you out there want healing, but it's not God's perfect will. You're like me. He's got a plan for you before you get healed. And some of you, if He healed you, you wouldn't serve Him. And I'm going to tell you a minute, yeah, pretty good what you have to offer God that no one else has to offer. It's coming up to it pretty soon. Let Him deny Himself and take up His cross. Daily, daily, daily. You get that word daily? That means every day back seeking God. I'm asking Him for forgiveness for my yesterday's sins, and I don't want to express any of that wrongdoing no more. I want to be an overcomer. I want to be a new child of God. And that's what the 100 Psalms declares. Make a joyful noise on the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that He is God. He is the one in the sheep of our pasture, enter His gates with thanksgiving, enter His courts with praise. We're His sheep of His pastures. We are the sheep of his pasture. That means he is, the Lord is my shepherd. He is my father. And doing that, he has no orphans. And the only way you can be an orphan is you be in sin. He says, come out from among them and be separate, said the Lord, and I will receive you, and I'll be a father unto you, and ye shall be my son. A daughter, said the Lord, all having earth promised dearly beloved. Let us, it's our part to cleanse ourselves and perfect and holiness the fear of God. That's yours and my problem. But we have to say, I'm going to do it. We got to decide to draw nigh to God. I had to do this just this week. And I, not because I do it all the time, and I resist that enemy all the time in his stealthy name. I am no, not his product. I don't need him, and I don't want him around me. And you're going to say the same thing, because you know, when he's got control on you, he'll quit buffing you. He'll even make some good things happen to you. He even lets you pray for the sick, and they'll recover, because he has the power over that sickness. So, old man out there, you think you're going by, you see miracles? Well, maybe it's not. Maybe God's just letting him, you're just being buffeted from the enemy, because he sees you praying for the sick, and he wants you to keep staying where you are. He wants to be able to shake your hand. Oh, and you've got fellowship with him. So he's not going to make you look bad in any way. And he's going to make God look bad. So what God says, he chastises those whom he loveth. So you get out of the will of God. This is what's happening to church. God starts chastising us. Oh, my goodness, the devil's after me. No, sir, it's not the devil, it's you and Satan. The devil's not after you. It's God's chastising you for being wrong. Obedience is better than sacrifice. But obedience is better. It's not sin is better. We must come out, be separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you. He says, come out from among them, be separated. Or not to love the world, neither the things that any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary of the devil going around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he will devour, whom is this? Resist, steadfast in faith. Now, steadfast is not someone falling down and jerking up their heels and making destructive church services. That's not it. Bible plainly says have a quiet spirit, a meek spirit, a humble spirit. So if you're out there stopping the flow of God, you need to take accountability because you're going against the power of the Holy Ghost. And you need to quit that. I feel out there, there's some women out there, you're guilty of this. You need to quit that acting that foolish way. You must have a holiness as unto the Lord, which without no man's going to see or please God. And you're not either. You need to, whoever I'm talking to, you need to get separated from this right now, and you'll lose that fat, you'll lose that weight, you'll start being overcome, and God's going to set you free, but you're overcome with wrong thinking in your heart, and now you're up, you're overweight, you're things, I don't know who I'm even thinking about, but it's happening. You need to take charge, maybe for a bunch of you out there. The enemy will deceive you. He deceived the very elect. Bible says a fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. When you're that way, you don't have a righteous prayer. You don't have a fervent spirit. You don't have nothing. You're being used by the enemy. And God, just his mercy, allows us to, but he blinds you. Blinded. This I say and testify to the Lord that you no longer walk in vanity of your heart, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in your heart. Because of the ignorance is in your heart. Man, sister, I speak of some women out there. But you need to come out. You need to have a holy vow toward God. Come on, Sheena. The only true way is not praying in a language where you think it's from the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you and it breaks through, you may have never had a real experience. Your experience must be false from the very beginning. And through that, you pray through that heavenly language when it's just a mockery. God, come on, Sheena. Come on. The glory should be upon you. Without holiness, no man shall see or please God. If you're not walking in holiness, sister, you need to get straightened up right now and come out, because you're going to be in the streets of hell. I read that today. Hell is from beneath. Hell is a terrible place. It says put off the conversation, the former conversation. See, some of you out there, you've been so tangled up in the world so long that you speak I was a man the other day, and the Christ saves a Christian, but he was saying some language that I was ashamed of. And this could be what's bringing you down. That's what I was speaking to. You need to get you correct anointing from heaven that you put off concerning the former conversation. The old man, which is corrupt. Woman also, according to the deceitful lust. Come on, she's out there. I know this is where it's at. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. See, you need a renewing. God's not going to heal you from God. What the enemy do is just have a play day with you all the time. He lets you give you a little bit of rhyme, and you just get out there, and when he sees you, he toys with you like a cat does a mouse. He don't want you to be set free, but I'll tell you, you'll never have peace, real peace, until you go all the way with God. You're not all the way with God. You have a church, you're right at a church, but you're not all the way with God. You need to come out from among, be separate, say the Lord, and God will receive you. You need to know Him, and you need to be only one person wants to live for God, then you just sit out there and rest the church. I'm going to live for God, but the old church don't want it. I had to come out from the church and be separate, say the Lord, and I didn't want no part of it because I didn't want what I seen. And I think you're at that place too. You must be separated, and God will bless you. You'll start seeing the hand of God. And what's greater? You have the hand of God now? Because if you don't have it now, you're not going to have it when He comes. You're going to miss it. You're going to be hand in hand down there in hell with the enemy. He comes to kill, to steal the very elect. Talks about the lower parts of the earth. Here it is. I got it. Now that He ascended, is that hit that also descended first in the lower parts of the earth. When Jesus went down, set captive to be free, He went down the lower parts of the earth. And that's where hell is right now, whether you out there believe it or not. That's hell. It's going to be hell in the center of the earth. It's where it's been from the time until God brings it back to a new jailhouse. That's where you go. When you're dead, you're in hell. The rich man found himself in hell, in Hades. So it's there. You Christians out there, you need to realize it's coming. It's available. Oh, and I found a day's truth. The mountains are going to roar. It's in the scripture. But we're right on time. Everything that's happening out there is by God's will. And you just had God in a plan for you and you and you. And He wants you to be a separated person. He wants you to be walk as a... You say, well, I can't be separated from the world. Well, okay. You'll be with them. The Bible plainly says, love not the world for anyone, I don't care if you claim to be a Christian, walks in the world, the love of God is not in it, love of the Father is not in it. I want the Father's will in my life. In the 101 Psalm is really right where it's at. We need to realize that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. This out there, I'm speaking to you out there. You haven't been serving, and now you need to be healed. And I speak to someone, you're overweight. I don't know who you are, but I know there's some chemistry that's not quite right in your life. You need to work it out. It's between you and the Lord. But God just done that for your good. He loves you so much, He don't want you to go to the devil's hell. I will walk within my house. Within my house with a perfect heart. A perfect heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might have sinned against thee. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A forward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. You know, right there, God's really dealt with me on this. That's why I've kept pretty clean. I don't want to franchise with the wicked because you get in trouble. I stay on my ground. I make sure that I'm on my, you know, and out there's somebody there that you have a tendency you don't want to go out there and live with the wicked. You think you're not going to sway them. They're going to sway you down. A forward heart shall not be from me and I will know not a wicked person. There's so much things that we won't slander our neighbor. We won't do these things as part of our, we think of just because we're Christian, we got all these license. No, you're not. And I'm going to tell you in a minute what you've got that God wants. And that's part of why you're going down. He's going to take you down and put you, if you have to, on your flat of your back. It's not going to be good, and nobody's going to even pray for you, because God says, you're not going to pray for them. God's terms right now is you seek him and he'll touch you. But you keep rejecting him, you're on like a landslide, just keeps falling down without you. The Lord's eyes are over the righteous. He hears how we think. He knows our down settings and our uprising. He knows what we feel. But you got one thing that God wants. A smile. And you cannot smile, really, unless you got a clean heart. And when your conscience is bad, you're going to have a droop in your mouth. It's going to be, it's not a smile, it's a forced smile. Your eyes should smile, your whole face should smile, because that is a smile that God wants. I've heard a person this morning, I've heard of her for years, and she's been in a wheelchair for 42 years, 43 years. She was in a swimming accident, I remember.
Johnny Erickson.
Johnny, and she's just beautiful. And why she, God had to put her where she had that smile. That touched my heart so great. That for this message today. Someone, you need that smile, and that's what we all got. As Brother Freedom, don't even know why I'm going through all the trouble, but I'm to have a smile on my face when I'm hurting. I'm a smile. Smile. But God wants you to smile greatly. And you have something to offer that no one else can offer, and that's why you're not being healed, because God wants you to smile. Now you can't smile because your conscience is covered with sin. That cleansing wave, when you seek God, God will cleanse you. He will heal you. He'll pardon you. He'll set you free that you can smile from then on. And you're going to lose calories. You're going to lose everything. God's going to bless you in a mighty way. But God wanted me to be cut down where I felt for all you people out there. Those that are nobody, I feel for you. I want you to get saved. I want you to be healed. I want the power of God to be in you. I want you to be in heaven. That's what I want. God bless you. I'm going to get Brother Clint to come and pray for you. But God bless you, wonderful people. God bless you this day. Amen.
Father, we just pray for all the listeners out there right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're nothing but you're everything. And oh, how you love these people. We thank you that these words shall go in. We say these words shall go into their heart and do a mighty work, Lord, that they might be saved and healed and delivered. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.